to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
I believe that the presidency of the United States of America is beyond reality shows, Matt. This is a joke. So you have two or three people go on, and then Mr. Trump after will weigh in terms of who he thinks he wants to support.
So you think it's
about politics as show business.
Do you think it would be a mistake for Mitt Romney, who's one of the front runners, depending on what state you're looking at the polling in, to accept the invitation for this debate?
All I can tell you, Matt, is this leads to deeper and greater cynicism by the American people at a time when we need trust in our system.
There's John Huntsman talking to Matt Lauer about why he is not participating in Donald Trump's debate in Iowa later on this month. On the 27th of the month, Donald has a couple of people showing up. So what do you think? I guess Michelle Bachmann has made up her mind. Have you made up your mind about whether this is a hoax, whether it's a joke, whether it's interesting, whether it's compelling? 800-510-8255 connects with us. You can send email along to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of what's going on in our talk system. And we begin with an excerpt from Leland Whaley's talk radio program. Here he is talking about the importance of debates and why he likes the idea of Trump moderating a debate.
Trump is very defensive over being the moderator of this debate. And it sounds as if based on that, there's only Newt's committed to it. I mean, Newt wants to debate anybody, anywhere, anytime, Lincoln Douglas style, all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very unconventional without having a mainstream news person as the moderator of the thing. I don't know why by default they have to be the moderators. And I'm going to be honest with you, the media establishment, particularly in Washington, doesn't like people stepping on their territory. This is it's a prestigious honor if you work for a news outlet to be invited to be the questioner. It just is. Even in Alabama, if you do the gubernatorial debates, I remember back during the campaign days, news anchors kind of all fighting to see who was going to get to be the debate moderators. And sometimes you have to do one with everybody just to spread the love around because everybody gets their feelings hurt. And even within the TV station, it's not just one news anchor fighting with the anchor at another station to do it. A lot of times it's within the station they get to decide who's going to get the prestige of going up here. And so we've had like 200 of these things anyway. I think they've had some value this time in terms of the Republican nomination process, because before debates, usually they would come and they'd go, people forget about it, and you have campaign ads that wind up dominating. But because Republicans have been so split, they've yet to fall in love with a candidate, the debates have been the sorting out process for most of the country. Most of the country never sees these candidates if you're not in New Hampshire or Iowa. And now the country's dialed in. We know the country's in crisis. Republicans have a sense of urgency that you've got to beat Obama. And so they're tuning into these debates and using it to sort these guys out. And that's why Newt, I think, has excelled. He's been the strongest debater. So he's willing to run around and debate anybody. And here comes Trump stepping up, wanting to play the role of moderator. And the mainstream media can't stand it. Even on Fox this morning, they were talking it down, which is why Karl Rove came on there and just trashed the whole idea of Trump being involved, saying it was a circus. Why can't he? I mean, why can't he? Why can't somebody other than a news anchor ask the questions, facilitate the answers? I think they can. I love a panel of business types rather than TV anchor types up there asking the questions. Wouldn't you? I mean, let's get some guys that are responsible for the economy that do deals quizzing these guys over what they want to do.
I think that's an excellent point, Mr. Whaley. I've not heard you before. We survey, actually, amounts to a couple of hundred radio programs on 50 or 60 radio stations around the country to get our fingers on the pulse, if you will, of what people are talking about. And I think this fellow is actually quite astute in the way he has analyzed the Trumpster moderating a debate. Good job. Here's talk host Pat Campbell with Ernie Ishtook from the Heritage Foundation, who writes lots of sort of think tankish opinion pieces. Here they talk about what Ishtook thinks the candidates should do about the Trump moderated debate.
You know, we've been talking about this Donald Trump debate.
Yeah.
So far, you got Ron Paul saying it's beneath the office of the presidency. John Huntsman, I'm not going to kiss anybody's ring. Mitt Romney says he's not going to be available here. What would you do? What is the right thing for presidential candidates to do? Does this legitimize Trump? Does this turn it into a circus? What's your take?
I don't think I'd put this in the category of something that's, you know, right or wrong. But if you look at the debate schedule that's coming up, you know, there's one Saturday night. I think there's one or two more before Christmas. There are several in early January already. So the fact that somebody may not want to participate in a debate with somebody who's talked about running for president himself still holds open the possibility of running as an independent and, frankly, is always, you know, promoting himself. I don't think I would hold that against anybody that they say they're not going to participate in this Donald Trump debate.
What, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm suffering from debate fatigue. In fact, the only debate where I've really learned something is the one this past weekend on Fox News, Mike Huckabee. I think there were about 2.2 million viewers for that. I like that format because you actually got a chance to, you know, get something more than a 30-second soundbite out of the candidates. But, I mean, how many of these debates do we have to have?
A bunch, but first of all, you know, it's serving a public benefit to have all these debates. It gives people a chance to have multiple views of the candidate mm-hmm. and not just on the commercials they want to run on television and have you see.
Right.
You know, not just in canned settings. Now, the problem with so many of them is that a lot of people in the media want to control the debates and play gotcha with them. Okay, you know, well, you know, 6 years ago you said this, and I think that's a little bit different from what you're saying now, and how do you justify, you know, the drill on that.
Sure.
That's why I think that the debate that the Heritage Foundation sponsored a couple of weeks ago stood out, because we had people from the Heritage Foundation and American Enterprise Institute
right.
as the ones who were asking the candidates, and nobody was trying to ask questions just for the purpose of embarrassing someone. They were all legitimate questions, people wanting to know. You got straightforward answers. I thought it was much more informative that way. I think that's a big challenge. It's the format rather than the number of debates that are being held. I think it's very good for the democratic process to have this number of debates being held. The public interest is high because, frankly, if you look at the ratings, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if you look at the ratings for how many people are watching these debates, you'll find that it's a real solid number.
Yeah, Ernie Ishtrick from the Heritage Foundation, yes, he's right. There is a lot of interest in it at this point. In terms of ages, I think you're finding older people are the ones that are watching these debates. People have time to do it. Is there anything new that's coming out of them? Yeah, once in a while. Gingrich, Perry, and Bachman address the Republican-Jewish Coalition. We'll talk about that and some of the other candidates in a moment here on The Countdown.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
No delay. Price is good through 12/17.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful,
especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need
with no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911, sir.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Gonna need police and medical. Kel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had every year, it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the band of brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from, and even the emotion that's involved in it, we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them, and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
I was talking on the countdown about the candidates going to the before Republican Jewish group. Former House Speaker Gingrich said he plans to take a few pages out of the Reagan playbook to help the economy. The Texas Governor Rick Perry, criticism of President Obama's handling on foreign policy, nothing much new there. And Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was the last person to speak. She addressed the relationship the United States has with Israel, which has been much in the news, as you know, this week. The president kind of bumbling a few pieces of that relationship. Here's host Bill Meyer talking to Roy Beck from Numbers USA about what we ought to know regarding the candidates' positions on the illegals.
Tell me what you think about the various candidates, including Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact is that at this moment, anyway, it's kind of a race between Gingrich and Romney for the most part, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the most interesting part of it. But I will say this, that Bachmann, we look at every action that any of these guys have ever taken on immigration, and then we look even more closely at what they say officially on their website. What's their official positions on immigration? And then what are they saying on the debates? What are they saying in public that's being quoted? And then we weigh all of that, give them ratings on 12 different types of immigration things, and then come up with the grade. We're tough graders. And I'll tell you, Michelle Bachmann gets our best grade, and it's a B minus. So that shows you how tough we are.
Well, you are tough. Okay. Because if I understand correctly, Michelle Bachmann is what? She's an E-Verify baby, right? She's all for
that. Yes, and she's excellent against amnesty, etc. Really, the only reason that she's not higher is just that there are some areas that she's not weighing in on. It's not that she's taking any bad positions. It's just that she's not taking some leadership on some areas like chain migration.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, so I think you know, on the curve, you'll say she's the best. And right behind her is C+. Is Romney. And he's the same thing.
Is Romney, you said? Is that Romney? Your phone cut out there.
I'm sorry, Romney. Romney is number two, just right behind Bachmann. It's just like her. He doesn't have any bad positions. He's not taking some positions on lottery and chain migration, some things we'd like to see. And then, frankly, everybody else on that stage is bad.
Really?
At this moment, yes.
Okay.
Because
I'm a fan of Ron Paul. I made no bones about that. He says you dismantle the social welfare state, and you know, no, hold on. He says dismantle the social welfare state and quit benefiting people to get here illegally. So anyway,
he's very good on that. The problem is though, is that he actually his website states something that's not that far from what Gingrich is stating, which is that he doesn't want to give citizenship to the illegal aliens, but he thinks that most of them probably ought to be given work permits to stay and work.
Hmm.
And you know, that's, we just find that to be a really problem. We've got millions of Americans who are on the public dole because they don't have jobs and are looking for jobs, and we have 7 million illegal aliens who hold non-agriculture. We're not talking about ag jobs, but 7 million illegal aliens hold construction and manufacturing, transportation, service jobs. So, but I think, you know, focusing on Gingrich, he's been very disingenuous because in all of his public statements, he talks about, you know, the people who've been here 25 years have raised their families, grandchildren. Well, I think most Americans probably feel pretty sympathetic toward that kind of person. And 25 years, there may be 200,000 people that qualify. But in his official website and everything that he's, you know, everything else he has, there are no time limits. It just says anybody with family and community ties, and that could probably be up to, that could be 6-7 million people.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want
The good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 connects with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The GOP political contenders, with a focus on Newt Gingrich now. Talk host Curtis Johnson here with a reporter from USA Today named Ruben Navarrete Jr. about Gingrich's sudden surge.
In 1994, I said, forget the Republican Party. I am done with this party. And one of the reasons why I was done with it was because of some guy named Newt Gingrich. You may have heard of him. He may have been in the news lately.
Right.
And this past week, I'm sitting there, consuming my normal voracious diet of current events and news, and I'm listening to some of the things that Gingrich is saying about, for example, specifically immigration, and I'm thinking, holy cow, the guy that I used to hate is making sense on this subject.
Right. Something wrong with Gingrich or something wrong with you. We can't figure out what's happened here. But, yeah, a lot of people had that sensation, I think, when Gingrich started talking about issues, and there is a lot of what he says that makes sense and is perfectly reasonable. And there's other things, to be blunt, that Gingrich says that just sound crazy and where he goes too far in some cases. And he mixes them all together, and it makes it very frustrating to be in this corner to champion him because one minute you're saying, God, I really like what that guy said, and the next thing you're scratching your head saying, and people on the right experience that. They didn't like what he said on immigration, but they liked it when he went and said that English should be the national language, the official language. And then the liberals liked him on the, they liked him on the immigration, comments, but they didn't like, when he went to New York afterward and talked about poor people not having a work ethic. I mean, it's just a potpourri. It's got, a little bit of everybody, a little bit for everybody, new offers, everybody, everything they could possibly want, and it's a confusing ball of wax.
800-510-8255. Okay, so we have from CNN now an interview that Peter King, the congressman from New York, had with Aaron Burnett about the latest polls and who's on top, Gingrich, and whether it's Mitt, yada, yada. It's kind of the same old stuff, but let's listen to it for a moment.
To give Newt credit, Republicans took back the House of Representatives for the first time in 40 years because of Newt. He's a very good revolutionary. He's able to mobilize forces, but as far as governing, as far as being a leader, he's too erratic. He's too self-centered. The time he was speaking, Speaker, it was like one crisis after another, and they were almost all self-inflicted. He puts himself at the center of everything. It's it was impossible to stick with a game plan, and Bill Clinton constantly outmaneuvered him.
And it was interesting. You have said, quote, "I don't think he has the temperament, intellectual discipline, or ego control to be either a successful nominee or president." Basically, Newt can't control himself. But that Newt hasn't been the Newt that's been on prominent display in recent months.
No, partly because he hasn't been watched as carefully as he would be if he became the nominee or if he became president. But he has, like, in the last several weeks, compared his wife to Jacqueline Kennedy and Laura Bush and Nancy Reagan. Yesterday he was going into a rant about child labor laws. And he does that without laying any foundation for it. He just makes these remarks and then he goes on defense. He's really almost incapable of laying out his reasons first. Instead, he makes these inflammatory statements, all these apocalyptic statements, you know, the worst corruption in the history of the world, or the, you know, the most hypocritical thing in the history of mankind, all of that type. Again, Armageddon language, and it just wears people out after a while.
And you think it'll happen? I mean, that it's going to happen, right? That people may, buyer's remorse if they pick him as the nominee.
Yeah, I mean, it has to happen. You know, you don't change when you're 68 years old. I mean, that is Newt, and the good and the bad. And again, he's a tremendously inspirational person as far as rallying troops, as far as governing. He does not have the discipline, does not have the capacity to control himself, and he can't stay focused. It would be, the country and the Congress would be going through one crisis after another.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select Neutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5 pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba satellite laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Of problems with Newt Gingrich, according to many people. 800-510-8255. Caller Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, has some comments about the events that Gingrich was involved in back in 1997. Jeff, go ahead, please.
Newt Gingrich was voted out as Speaker of the House back in 1997 by a jury of his own peers overwhelmingly. And that's for ethics violations. And I don't think he can be trusted to handle the power. He gets power drunk or something.
Well, the trust allegations against him, the $300,000 fine for using donations improperly, he's very smart, he's very cagey, he's not squeaky. As a matter of fact, I think he's kind of slimy. I was going to say he's not squeaky clean. He's got the politician stench attached to him. He may be charming. He's very smart. Comes up with some great ideas. Says some interesting things about Obama. But is that the guy you want running? Is he metered, measured, if you will, in his thoughts and how he works through problems? And the answer to that is probably no. So you're on to something, Jeff. Spread it around. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Before we get into some more slime with arrest again of Jerry Sandusky, big topic in talk radio, let's take one more minute here, as long as we're focused on who ought to be the Republican nominee. Let's listen to Bill Clinton talk about that with the ladies of The View.
I don't know.
Okay, that's a good answer.
I don't know. No, I mean, I don't know enough about their deal. I think Romney, the best thing Romney did in Massachusetts was a health care plan. And there was a big article on it yesterday which pointed out that inflation and health care costs had gone up less in Massachusetts than in the country as a whole since they adopted it. They cover everybody. Life expectancy is longer. The health indexes are better in Massachusetts. And so now he's sort of got to disavow it to get the nomination.
I don't know whether your endorsement's going to help or hurt him now.
No, I mean, and Gingrich will come up with, he has some really good ideas. You know, he was the one Republican who didn't just dump an attack on this immigration issue in the last debate. He had the best idea. And then the next day comes out and says he wants to be able to fire all the federal judges when they make decisions he doesn't like. So wouldn't we all? But I mean, that's not the Constitution's.
I always count on him for something good to chuckle about. It's amazing how he's become America's sort of senior statesperson, if you know what I mean. 25 before the hour, Doug Steffen here, continuing this next half hour with a focus on Jerry Sandusky in talk radio, Mr. Blagojevich, and some time for an update on the Occupy movement. And that is, I think, some good stuff on that, talk radio and talk television, which is the object of our affection here, with your cooperation and interest. Next up, Jerry Sandusky, arrested again. Here's talk host David Bloomquist with the next accuser coming forward to go after Jerry Sandusky.
Another young man has come forward and accused former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky of sexual abuse. The accuser's lawyer said yesterday that his 19-year-old client claims that Sandusky gave him alcohol and abused him on the Penn State campus in 2004. The lawyer said his client suffered one incident of abuse, and it's called involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, allegedly at the hands of Mr. Sandusky. It's believed the alleged abuse took place at the Penn State football facilities. At least five of Sandusky's accusers are expected to testify against him at a preliminary hearing next week. He just did another long sit-down interview. I think it was with the New York Times, and I read some of the things that Jerry Sandusky said. His attorney needs his head checked. This guy should have a muzzle on. He continues, in my opinion, and most of the people I've watched dissecting what he's had to say, he continues to incriminate himself horribly. He has done himself no favors, zero favors, by allowing himself to be interviewed by Bob Costas and the New York Times. I think right now, the last time I heard, this article says five have come forward and plan on testifying against him. I read something somewhere where it said every one of them, I believe nine now, have agreed to come forward and testify against Jerry Sandusky. I also read a very, very good article in Time magazine in regards to the Penn State situation. And they interviewed a number of people who were close to the football program. First of all, they say to Joe Pa, there was always this impression outside of campus that Joe Pa was this fatherly, elderly figure, grandfather, great guy, blah, blah, blah. When in reality, he was very controlling and almost a tyrant on the Penn State campus. And one individual who was close with the team at the time said he feels that everybody there absolutely knew what Jerry Sandusky was all about, but they didn't want to tarnish the brand of Penn State football. They knew if this got out that it would tarnish a brand that makes about $72 million a year in profit. You're talking big money. And everybody involved said, too, as far as Penn State goes, Happy Valley, very secluded area, very insulated, where it was almost like its own little country. And Joe Paterno controlled everything. And that's my biggest issue with Paterno and all this. That's why I said I agree wholeheartedly he should have been fired. Because there's no way this was going on. And he didn't know about it. And what little he did, I truly believe he had more in mind what the empire he built and the amount of money that was coming in, rather than the safety and controlling a pedophile who was way out of control. And I think even Sandusky at some point probably realized, hey, look, I can do whatever I want, because they don't want the negative attention, and they will do whatever they can in order to keep this in-house, not allow this to get out. And that allowed him to just sit there and continue to prey on kid after kid after kid after kid.
Interesting analysis, David Bloomquist, radio talk show host. Here's another one of those folks, radio man Bob Durgan, with one of his callers. The caller doesn't seem to understand why it's taken so long for these victims to come forward.
Hi, Tom, you're on the air.
What I'm wondering is why it took so long for these new victims to come out of the woodwork, and why they didn't simply do the same thing with Sandusky before, when he was arraigned there in front of the magistrate, why they didn't hit him with a $250,000 bail and or a monitor at the very least, because this guy's been running all over the country in his automobile.
Well, the judge, as you probably know, the judge that set his bail at $100,000, unsecured bail, meaning he didn't have to put up one penny unless he tried to flee, and then he would be on the hook for $100,000. That judge was involved with the Second Mile Charity, and contributed money to the Second Mile charity, I believe, and went to certain events with the Second Mile charity. Now, I don't know whether that judge knew the knew Sandusky or not. She probably did. She probably met him at some point. They also, the charity also conducted some kind of a fundraising effort for the judge at one point, raising about $1,500 for her reelection sometime in the past. So there was an outcry that she should have recused herself from the get-go, and I agreed with that, but she didn't. Now, your other issue is, why didn't the other kids come out?
Yeah, why didn't
all of these experts, and I believe them when they say this, you know, these experts that study child molestation and have counseled numerous kids who have been molested and whatnot, I can't even put it into words. These kids, because they're kids, they suffer from that silently for a variety of different reasons, either because they feel they won't be believed or because the person that has molested them is either a family member or someone very important to them, like Sandusky was to these kids, and they're afraid of being embarrassed. They're just afraid to come out and say anything like that for fear, for a variety of different concerns, including the fact that they might not be believed. And so they suffer in silence, just like a lot of women who are raped. Now, I'm talking about adult women. Adult women, a lot of adult women who are raped, they never say a word for that same reason. They just feel as though they'll be castigated further. They'll get the blame. They won't be believed. They don't want to testify in court on such intimate details on something like that. And so they suffer in silence, and they never report the rape.
All right, Jerry Sandusky in the host, he's the host spotlight. The hosts are taking him apart, and the conversation has gone way beyond sports talk radio. Here are a couple of hosts from the Northwest, Dave Ross and Luke Burbank, talking about Sandusky and his arrest and more of the same sort of thing from their point of view.
The Jerry Sandusky arrested, I guess that isn't entirely surprising.
I have horsed around with kids. I have showered after workouts. I have hugged them, and I have touched their leg without intent of sexual contact.
And although, as he explained to the New York Times, he's just attracted to young boys for the right reasons.
I'm happy to hear that he is not sitting at home, you know, drinking a nice tea, a free man, when the allegations seem to be mounting, and it seems very hard to imagine that he didn't do at least some of the things that are alleged. There's so much smoke here. Do you know that there was a small college in Pennsylvania called, I don't exactly know how you say it, but I'll say Juniata College, where Sandusky had applied to be a volunteer football coach back in 2010, and the college rejected him because they ran a background check, and it showed a high school where Sandusky had also volunteered was investigating him. This small little college,
they figured it out.
They were running, and this is before any of this stuff really came out. This small little college was running a more up and up program than Penn freaking State.
Wow. That is the most damning thing that I've heard. Wow. What do you think of that? Food for thought and then some. Speaking of food for thought, up next we're going to see where we are with the Wall Street group, the protesters, Occupy, whatever you want to call them. We get a report on that next in conversation here on The Countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans.
Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now is a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. We're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day way to start your morning. If you're listening in the morning to the Countdown Show, it's an excellent way for you to get an overview. That's why we do it at the time we do. A lot of news talk radio stations warming up for the day, if you will. And this helps us to focus on the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. Unique program that samples, really, the discussions on the big-time radio programs and stations with the hosts that really do kind of get it. And it's on the radio and television side, both. Here is Steve Ducey, Gretchen Carlson, and Brian Kilmeade. All from that morning Fox show, talking to Wayne Kaufman, who is an interesting interaction with one of the protesters, the so-called Wall Street, I guess Occupy Wall Street protesters.
First of all, you walked by this gal a couple of days. What caused you to ask for the resume?
Just open-mindedness, curiosity. I was going down to Zuccotti Park two or three times a week after the whole thing began. I was very interested in it, and I would go down there and engage some of the people and find out what they were all about and see if they really knew what was going on. And this was a Saturday afternoon. I'd been in the office. I had a meeting with Tom Belisis, our CEO, and afterwards I went down there and I saw her. It was very crowded that day, and I just was curious. I took her resume, and I read it. It was very impressive. I contacted her via email the next day and asked her if she'd be interested in coming in for an interview. She said she was, and she came in.
Wow, imagine the irony, because she's down there protesting against exactly who you are, Wayne.
Well, it is ironic, but, you know, intelligent people, I think, are open-minded, and just like I was open-minded to speaking to the people there and taking her resume, she was equally open-minded. She's a very, very smart young woman. And, you know, she understood what my vision for her in my research department was. She thought she would give it a try. And I think now that she's been here for 3 weeks, I think she can see a very nice path for her in the future.
Initially, though, as you said, she was disappointed that you couldn't pay her more. I mean, after all, she does have a PhD. How did she shake that and get over that, either out of work or just make less money than she wanted?
I think that it was less money that she wanted, and this was a departure for me because typically I hire financial students out of school, young people who have master's degree in finance, that type of thing. But with her specialty in biomedical science, I thought this would be a very interesting way for us to get a better insight into some of these early stage biotech companies that financial people just really can't figure out.
Yeah, it might be a win-win for both of you, quite frankly.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, and the countdown now onto Rod Blagojevich, and the fact that he got 14 years in the slammer has caused a lot of people to raise their eyebrow and have conversation about this. Not the first time he's certainly been a part of the conversation. Here are our hosts, Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson, talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the sentence.
So 14 years closer to what prosecutors wanted than what defense attorneys did.
Yeah, much closer. The defense attorneys had said 4 years was reasonable and that they hoped for less, but clearly we found out yesterday when the judge started talking about the case that he wasn't going to go for that, and so Blagojevich gets 14 years. There's no parole in the federal system, but there is this 85% rule, which means that he'll be serving about 12 years of that 14-year sentence, where we don't yet know. I guess the Bureau of Prisons will decide that.
Rod Blagojevich was contrite in the courtroom. How much did that really influence the judge's decision?
Well, usually you can't tell, right? But the judge was very candid, and basically Blagojevich shaved himself a year and a half. The judge gave him credit for showing a little bit of contrition. The former governor said he acknowledged what he had done. He said, I, of course, am sorry about it, and that is something the judge recognized. He would have gotten about 15 and a half years, but for that brief statement, and of course, that begs the question, if he was sorry, why didn't he say so a year and a half ago? Before the first of his two trials, he would have saved everybody a lot of time and trouble.
Now, he comes on the heels of a governor who is in prison for corruption, and there were two other Illinois governors who got into a lot of trouble. Blagojevich campaigned on changing the status quo. He campaigned against corruption, but nothing changed there. I know you can't talk on that so much, Andrew, but what about Illinois and corruption and the law?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Blagojevich becomes the fourth out of the last nine Illinois governors to be sentenced to a federal prison. Patrick Fitzgerald, the famous U.S. attorney who prosecuted the case, said after the sentencing today, just a little bit ago, he said, this has got to stop. And I guess it's up to the people in Illinois and the folks who are in favor of good governance there to figure out a way to make it stop, to sort of end the cycle, the influence that is peddled there. Obviously, Blagojevich becomes a lesson for younger politicians about what not to do.
Boy, aren't the bloggers into that big time. You follow some of this stuff. If you go to DougStephan.com, our listen box there, you can click onto the Facebook following, just all kinds of things. You name the website, the news website, and Blagojevich is all over it. Here's former federal prosecutor Doug Burns talking to host Rita Cosby about the sentence.
You know, this was sort of a recipe for disaster from a sentencing standpoint, because here's what happened. I mean, first of all, you know, at the beginning of the case, and the case is almost to the day 3 years old, just to give everybody sort of a ballpark, you know, window on this.
Isn't it amazing? It's so, you know, yeah. I mean, of course, justice doesn't, you know, take some time, you know,
well,
but boy.
He had a mistrial. He was arrested December 9th, 3 years ago. And, you know, if you remember, you know, he was really protesting as innocent, very defiant, you know, reality TV, this and that. And I think that whole course of conduct caught up with him, coupled with a second recipe for disaster, which is a mistrial can give you a false sense of security. As you said, he was acquitted on something like, or there was a deadlock on 23 out of 24 charges.
Yeah, so he was going around gloating, saying,
exactly.
Well, it shows that there was nothing wrong, there was this, you know.
And then he goes to a retrial, and as you point out, he gets convicted. And what was really fascinating is the fact that it was a two-day sentencing hearing. Most sentencings go forward in one day. I don't care how big the case is. And he got off to a really bad start Tuesday. And on Tuesday, the judge was sort of excoriating him, saying, you know, you're blaming others, you're rationalizing, you're blaming your age, you're showing no remorse. And then he came in under the absolute classic cliche of a day late and a dollar short, you know. And as you point out, though, veterans like me, trust me, you can tell the difference between remorse and rationalization, the two R's, okay, and he was like right in the Netherlands between those two concepts. I mean, flat out remorse is, look, I now recognize 100% that I did wrong. He didn't do that.
Now, I have a question, Doug. Was he holding back, obviously he was holding back during the trial because he didn't want to get convicted,
right.
But was he holding back now at this moment because he still thought, look, I want to save something for appeals? Is that
not
why?
Really, no.
What's the reason then?
No, that's a great question. I talked to a bunch of legal scholars today about this, because I have a little bit of a pet idiosyncratic peeve, which is that people say, oh, he can't admit anything because then he can't appeal. That's not true. An appeal, obviously, is whether or not legal mistakes were made at trial. Now, judges are human beings, so obviously if at sentencing he says, I did everything wrong, I mean, you know, judges read the newspaper and so on, appellate judges, but technically that doesn't defeat your appeal.
Ah, pretty interesting, isn't it? Rod Blagojevich. We saw him on all of the late-night shows. I think the word I heard yesterday used was immature, and I think that's a great word for him. He was not at all mature. He acted like a child much of the time, and a child in need of lots of attention, affection, love. Probably wasn't breastfed as a kid, so now he goes to jail for that. And meanwhile, we move on for the next installment of the Talk Radio Cast.